Bank of Cardiff. This is Shaw.
Hi, Shaw. This is Jeff Hunter.
Hey, how are you?
Now,
did you get
question?
Sure.
I got your message, but what was the $1,300 they took from me when they funded me?
Let me go back to your contract real quick here.
Because I know when I originally talked to you, I was supposed to get $26,000.
Mm-hmm. What was your net funding?
$24,795.
Let me double check that real quick for you. The business was under your name, right? It's just Jeffrey D. Hunter or something?
Yep.
It was? Okay, let me click into it.
So basically, you guys basically took $1,800, $1,900 of the money plus what you guys are making off it.
Give me a second. Let me check into it. Let me go to your contract. There it is. I know there was an origination fee, but let me just look into the fee percentage.
No, what
of
I don't
the
understand
charge.
Is the gentleman told me earlier when I called, he says, well, I think it's because they come and inspect your shop and everything else, and you have to pay for all that.
Mm-hmm.
I never came and inspect my shop, so why would I have to pay something that they didn't do?
Sure. So for us, when it's under $30,000, we just take a picture from the outside. If it's more than $30,000, we actually go into the shop. And that was the inspection fee of, I think it's $350 for that. And then it's $250 for the ACH fee. Give me 1 second, let me just click into it. It's taking some time for me to download your file here. But originally, it was a $1,300 charge in the beginning.
Yeah, I got 24. I looked it up before, after he
okay.
said what he said to me.
Yeah.
You told me I was getting 26,000, and I only got 24,795.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a peek here. So, is that some... Let me get a calculation. Can you hold on for a second?
Yep. Turn it down a little bit.
Hey, Jeff. Okay, so I figured it out. So originally, the origination fee came out to be $1,205.
Okay. So what's
so that was deducted.
For?
That was deducted. So the origination fee is different from the ACH and site inspection.
All right. I'm not really impressed, Shaw. So, I mean, nobody ever told me. When I talked to you, you told me I was getting $2,600 into my bank account. You know what I mean? And then the fees, and then I get $24,000, and I didn't say anything because I thought they were the fees. And what really irritates me the most is you guys gave me no indication when it was coming out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that.
I bounced a check because of that. That's what I'm mad about.
Mm-hmm.
I only keep a certain amount of money in my check, and I cover what comes out. And you guys just took it out without even telling me. So now I bounced a check. And now that check's getting returned to somebody, and they're going to get teed off. That's what I'm mad about. You just can't take some money out of somebody's check without telling them the day that you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least give them some kind of notification that you're taking it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that they were going to check it out today. I know it usually gets taken out a month afterwards, but I didn't know specifically today.
Well, it hasn't even been a month yet.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It hasn't been a month yet. If I would have known, I would have made sure the money was in there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wish I knew ahead of time, too. I would have told you.
You need to get this straightened out because I'm telling you right now, I'm not too happy.
It costs
the fees because of what you guys did.
How much is the fee right now for the bounce check that you have?
About 60 bucks it's going to be.
Okay, so I hope
that
you want to...
And it's ruining my reputation with that company that I dealt with, that I bounced a check with.
So, I know you're really unhappy, and I'm so sorry about all this, but if you give us another chance to do business with you in the future, I'll do something really good for you. I'll take off a lot of fees for you. I'll take off actually all the fees that you got charged this time, because it's actually a one-time fee, and then also...
4 months from now, what's that doing me now?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I can't really do it. I understand, yeah, I can't really...
I can do something. I could go put a stop payment on that.
Right, but then eventually you would still have to be charged, and it's not in my control of the fees. That's all the processing department, the funding department.
Okay, but I didn't give you guys permission to take it out on this day. You guys should have called me and said, hey, this is what day we're taking this.
I understand.
That's how you should have done that. Not
I understand.
And you guys want it.
Right, I totally understand. I would be mad if I was in your shoes too. But here's the thing: I understand. I'm sorry that this happened, and I wish I knew ahead of time. I totally would have, warned you. But if you put a stop payment on it, then it's just going to cause more issues and all that. So let's just look forward to what I can do for you in the future to fix this, to make up for this. Because I can't do anything right now. It's already happened.
Money. Okay, what makes me mad, Shaw, is you guys are making $12,000 on me, okay? 12 grand. I'm paying back $38,000 for borrowing 26, okay? Then you take $1,200 in fees, okay? So there's another $13,200, and then another $600. So in the long run, you're getting $13,800, and now it just cost me a bounce check, so... In this deal, this has cost me $14,000.
Yeah, but they're two separate situations. The cost to fund the loan was expensive because of different factors that we don't have to get into right now. But the main thing was your credit. It was in the 400s.
That's fine.
I know. I'm just saying it's two.
I agree to that. That's fine. But what I'm pissed off about is you guys took money out of my account without my permission. That's what I'm pissed off about. That's honestly and truthfully, if we wanted to go to court on this, I would win this. Because actually, that's stealing. You didn't give me any information when you were taking that money out. None. You just did it. And that's what I'm pissed off about. That's what I'm mad about. You just don't do that as a company.
I'd be mad too.
I'm very close tomorrow morning. I'm going to put a stop payment on it because how mad I am right now. And you can
I
do
understand.
Whatever you want. If you want to default on me, I'll default on the whole goddamn loan.
But that would just be really bad for your, even worse for your future, funding chances.
Well, I'm very upset right now. I'm very mad.
I know.
Because right now, my if it hurts my reputation with this company, I'm going to really be mad. I'm going to be really teed off. And what makes me the worst is if I would have known you were taking it out, I would have made sure the money was in there. So, I mean, I guess it is what it is, but like I said, I'm not, I don't do business the way you guys just did it. You stuck it where the sun don't shine with me, and it it's not good. So I'm not really, really impressed at all. And it's not about the money as much as it is my reputation with this company.
I know.
So it's just wrong. I've been paying my the money every day that I'm supposed to pay, and then you guys just take. I wake up this morning, I'm going, "What the hell is the $600 for?" I had no idea until I called the bank to ask them what it was. You guys didn't even bother to call.
I'm sorry. I mean, I just really don't have anything else I can, you know, say besides I'm sorry that it happened, and I wish I knew ahead of time. I would totally let you know. I'll get with the funding department and see why they charged it without telling anyone.
Well, I'd like, you know what I'd like? I would like my at least my $60 refunded. That's coming out of my pocket. So basically you guys cost me $60 because you didn't do something. I don't care. That's
okay.
And also, you said it was $300 and $250. Why'd you take $600?
No, $350 and $250.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. But what I'm saying is, this is costing me $60 on this deal.
Okay. Let me get. I'll have. Let me talk to my manager real quick and see if we can. We'll refund that to you.
So. I mean, I don't mind. I mean, you were very helpful, Shaw. I mean, very helpful. You got me what I needed. Everything else, but this, it just, I'm just really, really teed off.
I know. So, I'm sorry.
But
I mean, if you, I'll get that $60 back to you. You know, either by, I'll see what how we usually do these things about, you know, transferring money, that sort of thing. But I'll get you that $60 back because I understand it's. It's 100% our fault for not telling you ahead of time on the day of.
I know I can. I looked at my contract. It did say a month that you pulled out. Technically, this ain't a month. A month, I didn't get funded until after the 12th. And today is the 8th. And then, like I said, if you guys do this with all your guys' customers, I mean, I can't believe I'm the first one that's bitched about it. So,
yeah.
Like I said, I don't have a problem paying it. It's just the idea is nobody let me know. That's all.
Yeah.
So
I know. I'd be pissed too.
So, all right.
Okay. Let me chat with the manager and see what we can do about the $60. Okay.
All right. Yep. Bye.
Bye.